Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 10th. Do you have that memory verse memorized yet? No pressure. Here it is if you need a refresher. Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lord, as we open your word today, help us to see that your yoke is a yoke, but it is light and it is easy, and help us to believe your word is true. Our readings today are from Revelation chapter 12, Luke chapter 12, and Proverbs chapter 10. In Revelation 12, there's this cosmic battle going on between Michael and the dragon. And we see here today that Satan is defeated. I want you to notice how the people of God triumphed, how they triumphed over him. Verse 7. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short." So how did the people triumph over the evil one, the devil? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So it is Christ who triumphs, and then our testimony about what Christ has done in our lives that helps us to triumph over the evil one. And then finally, they did not love their lives so much as to shrink back from death. But martyrs throughout the centuries have shared the important good news about Jesus, even risking their own lives so that we could hear and so that we could have the Word of God in our hands. Our second passage today is Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Here we have some warnings and some encouragements from the Lord. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. I think we need to address this little point here in verse 10 that often trips us up. What does it mean that you won't be forgiven if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit? Well, first we have to read this in context. Jesus is rebuking the Pharisees and the teachers of the law for their hypocrisy, and they're fearing men instead of fearing God. Also, God is revealing himself to them in Jesus, who is God made flesh, and they are willfully rejecting Jesus. We also need to think about who the Holy Spirit is. Remember, Wayne preached about this recently. The Holy Spirit is the one who convicts of sin, he reveals truth, and he points us to Jesus, to Christ's words. The problem is sometimes we fear, oh my goodness, have I committed this unforgivable sin? And if you are worried about that, that's probably evidence that you haven't committed it. You are not willfully disobeying the Holy Spirit. Rather, we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit's correction in our lives. And today's passage helps us and challenges us to pray, Lord, give me a soft heart. Help me to be submissive to your will, and may your Spirit convict me, correct me, and comfort me. And so just to wrap it up, this sin against the Holy Spirit is not like a one-time thing, a momentary unbelief, but it is persistent rejection of the Holy Spirit who is convicting you that Jesus is Lord and convicting you of sin, and you refuse that Jesus is the Son of God. Our final passage is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 3. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here we're reminded that the Lord sustains us, that he is sustaining us daily, not just with food, but with spiritual sustenance. And so we give thanks to the Lord for that. We're also reminded in Luke 12 that Jesus cares so much for us. God knows the number of hairs on our heads, and we're so much more important to him than sparrows. And sparrows don't even fall to the ground without him knowing. And then finally, we're reminded in Revelation that we have overcome the evil one because of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and his blood, and also as we testify to his work in our lives. Will you pray with me? In your tender compassion, O God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people in Jesus our Lord. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of David. Through his holy prophets, God promised to save us from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to us, and to remember his holy covenant. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus. Help us today, Lord, to remember that he is the vine and we are the branches. Help us to remain in him, so that we might bear fruit. We pray for those in our fellowship who have heard of you, but perhaps just haven't committed themselves to you yet. We lift their names to you even now and ask that your Holy Spirit would gently and kindly reveal yourself to them. And Lord, we ask, because we come together to your word for your help, that you would show us your ways, that you would teach us your paths, guide us in your truth. For you are our God, you are our hope, all day long. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.